yeah, just my testimony of how God has, what he's done for me in my life, and then what he's doing with me now. And I'm really excited because when I look back at my life, I really am amazed at all that he has done, and so I'm really excited to be able to share that with you guys. Just a little bit of background about me. I grew up in a family of five altogether, so two parents and two brothers. And I grew up in like a non-Christian, like no, none of my family is a Christian. But, however, God really did amazing things in my life at a really early age. He introduced me to church and Sunday school, and he really had family members come alongside of me and introduced me to church. And when I was six, my cousin Melissa actually, she encouraged me to, she shared the gospel with me, and I accepted the Lord as my Savior when I was six. And so I had been introduced to God since like little. Really the overriding, I guess, theme in my testimony from when I was younger, just being really scared to be a Christian, like I guess ashamed to be a Christian and fearful to be a Christian. So that was really, really hard. And there were times when sometimes I didn't get to go to church, or I would read my Bible like secretly. You know, I was like a little undercover Christian. When I think about it, like the love that he has given me, and I guess the forgiveness as well that he has allowed me to show to my family, I can stand here and just say I cannot believe how much I love my family, and I'm so happy that I'm in my family. And like I just see the purpose of why I was in, or why I'm in that family, you know. So that was my early years. Made it through high school. I didn't go to parties. I kind of escaped the whole high school scene. And I really thank God for that, because I know that was him in me. So I just, yeah, I'm really thankful for that. I'm 21 now. So after high school, I went to university. I went to Halifax. And that was a whole other life, a whole new world, coming from Marguerite, going to Halifax. So, yeah, I kind of experienced new challenges. And, yeah, there was times, like the first time in my life, I felt far from God. I felt, you know, I was disobeying him. I was doing things that were sinful. And, yeah, I felt far from God. And that, for 3 years, I kind of lived in that. Like, yeah, I kept falling and kept finding myself on the floor, like, you know, being kicked down and just feeling like, I don't know where I went wrong. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, how come I'm choosing the world over you time and time again, God? And it's really cool because I kept getting the picture, you know, the prodigal son, what was sung about this morning. I just picture God being on a porch, and I'm his son or daughter, and I've gone astray, and he's waiting for me just on his porch, just waiting. And he sees me coming, and he just jumps off the porch and just runs to me, and he, like, hugs me, and that is amazing. Like, the love of the Father, and that is so amazing. So I've just been reminded of that a lot lately, just, yeah, like, no matter what you do, he's always gonna accept you back. And so that's been, I guess, the theme of the past couple of years. And looking back at my family and everything I experienced in my younger years, it's amazing to see how faithful God was to me, because he has totally softened my family's heart and my mom's heart especially. Just, I've shared with her on numerous occasions. And I guess I'll give you a little bit of up-to-date what I've been doing lately. Last year, I took a year off school. I really felt God was saying, I don't think education is where you're going to be. I really felt, I don't know why I'm in school, or I didn't know like what I was doing there. And I really felt God was calling me to do missions. So I did Sarah Murphy and Amber Valencia. I'm sure you guys know them. They did a DTS, which is a discipleship training school with youth with a mission. So I actually applied for that, and I went to Kona, Hawaii for 3 months, which was nice. It was really beautiful and just an amazing time of growth. And then I went to Greece and Turkey for like outreach. And when I got home, yeah, I was that was amazing. And I knew, I was just like, yeah, this is where I want to be. Like, I want to be telling people about Jesus. Like, this is what I want my life to be dedicated to doing. And when I got home and I got away from the Christian bubble that I was in for 6 months, I kind of fell away again. And I was so disappointed in myself. Like, my focus was just off Jesus, and it became about the world and about worldly desires. And I realized very soon that I was in love with the world. Like, I was in love with the world, and I wanted what the world wanted. And so I made some decisions, some really bad ones, and I got myself in some, like, just issues. Like, I made a commitment, and even though I felt like God was saying, you can't do this, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't do this. And I was disobeying him. And for, I guess, the last 3 months of summer that just happened, June, July, August, or June and July, just struggling with that, just knowing that I was willingly disobeying what God was telling me to do. And it was really hard. Like, it was awful. And for 2 months, just lived in that, just being disobedient to him, knowing what he was calling me to, but still I was going my own way because I was in love with the world. And then I approached Huey Morrison, my pastor, and told him, yeah, that I had committed to going to school in Halifax and committed to an apartment and a bunch of things. Like, I was like, I'm in a huge mess. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Lord. Like, I'm just stuck, and I know that you're calling me out of that. And Huey brought me to, I've heard it before, it's in 1 John, where it talks about just love of the world, and I'll read it to you. So it's 1 John 15, it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. But the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. And so, yeah, I just knew I was in love with the world. And it says there that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. And it scared me. Like, it scared me. And fear of man turned into fear of God, and which was the best moment of my life. And I was at camp, and I believe it was, like, I describe it like I was awakened. Like, it was the moment I saw a glimpse of God. Like, he totally touched me, and it was like a marriage, kind of like a marriage ceremony, if I can describe it that way. I was just with Hugh and just telling him, like, I'm done of this. Like, I'm done of being a defeated Christian. And, like, I want what the Lord has for me. I don't want my plan. I want God's plan for my life, because I know so well that when I do things my way, I end up hurt and destroyed and defeated. And I don't want to be in that for the rest of my life. I want what the Lord has for me, because he has my days, like, ordained already. Like, he has a plan for my life. And if I keep doing this, like, I'm never going to be in his plan. Like, I'm never going to be in his will, and I'm always going to be defeated. I told Hugh this, and I just said, like, I want what the Lord has for me. Like, I want what he has planned for me. So, yeah, like I said, it was like a marriage ceremony. Like, I just said, I do to God, literally. Was just like, God, I want you, and I don't care if the world thinks I'm crazy. The Bible says the world will think you're crazy. Like, they think that we're, like, I'm foolish, and I don't care. Like, I want what you have for me. So I did that. That was about a month ago. And it's been an amazing month since I did that. Like, I just can't even describe it. Like, giving him my whole heart and just surrendering my whole life to him. And which I thought I did that before. I thought that I had done that. You know, I was a Christian. Like, I thought that my whole heart was given to him, but it wasn't. And I was really a lukewarm Christian. And it, in Revelation, it talks about being lukewarm. And when I was in Turkey, I went to the seven churches that are talked about in Revelation. And one of the letters to the seven churches, it says, how much he despises those who aren't either hot or cold. They're just lukewarm. And, like, he wants to literally spit them out of their mouth. And that was me. Like, I was neither hot or cold. And so that night, I said, Lord, I want to be, like, on fire for you. And so since that night, I went home that night and said, okay, God, like, I need to be obedient to what you're telling me to do. And it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. But I was obedient, and I kind of said no to school and no to Halifax and, like, no to all the plans I made. And it was really hard just because I disappointed a lot of people. And it was really, really hard. But in the midst of how hard it was and, I guess, the chaos that I was experiencing, like, the peace of the Lord was in me. And I knew that, I knew that the God wants what's best for me, but what's best isn't always what's easy. And this is a hard time, but, like, man, like, God is going to do so many things in me through this. And so I really felt, yeah, I wanted to tell you the verse about, I guess, just loving the world, because that's been the thing that I've struggled with the most of everything. I just, my love for the world. And I'm so happy to just stand in front of you and say that, that love is dwindling. I still struggle with things, but that love for the world is getting much smaller. And like I said before, it's really cool to be wanting what the world, or what God wants for the first time in my life. Like, so actually, what that has led me to is I was asked to make a I was asked to join a missions organization for 2 years, and I applied and got accepted, and so that's at the end of September. And it's really cool because it's in Hawaii, so of course someone wants to go to Hawaii. Like, part of me is like, yeah, I would love to go back there, and I would love to, like, to be in that environment again and to do that again. But part of me is also like, God, if that's not what you have, like, I don't want it. Like, and that's so cool to say that, because I've never had that before. Aaron 2 months ago would have been like, I'm doing Hawaii and I don't care what God thinks. Like, I'm just going to do it because I want to do it. But I have that opportunity and I'm seeking it and I desire it. But if God doesn't want me in Hawaii for that missions, like, I don't want it. Like, if he wants me to stay in Cape Breton, I'll do it. If he wants me to move to Sydney, I'll do it. Like, I honestly am just open to his will for my life. And so that's really exciting. And I'm at that place right now. And I could definitely use prayer for, like, guidance about, like, what step to take. And even though it's crazy, like, my parents are like, you didn't buy your plane ticket yet. Like, do you have monthly supporters? Like, how are you going to get your money? I'm just waiting on the, I'm literally just like, my answer is like, I need to wait on the Lord. And so I'm in that place now. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's exciting because it's all up to God. And so that's where I'm at now. I think that's it. I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope I encouraged you, and I'm sorry if it was disorganized. But thanks.